Yesterday, we noted the Lord's anger, really righteous anger, under control as he cleansed the temple from defilement, as he removed the animals which were for sale and the money which should be exchanged. We have to remember that those animals and that money was there for a purpose. Because the inscription of the emperor was on the coins, those who were in charge of the temple functions would not take Roman money because they believed it to be a violation of the second commandment against graven images. And so the Roman money was changed into the temple money. And of course, a fee was charged. It was certainly necessary to have animals. If Torah was going to be obeyed, the animals had to be sacrificed. So you could justify the availability of the merchandise for sale in the temple precincts. What justification could there be for Jesus' actions then? Well, the problem was there were so many coming to the temple every day who had as their motive not worship, but profit. It had become not an accessory, but the main thing, not something auxiliary, but the very point and the very motive of the presence of so many of these merchants and these traders in the temple. This was the thing that Jesus objected to. This was the thing which Jesus acted upon. And this was the thing which drew the opposition of those who were in charge, those who liked the former arrangement and who objected to what Jesus had done. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. We hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.